Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers Sunday Sermon Shorts. Okay, Texas, wildfires. I don't have much on this. CBN, yeah, I've been over there lately. They're talking about the wildfires because, you know, everybody's talking about the wildfires. And, you know, there was a thing that happened. There was this snow, this weird snow that seemed to come out of nowhere that no one could predict, except people did, but that's irrelevant. And it helped a little bit, you know, this nice little blanket of snow in the middle of the raging fires. But we know more about that snow now than we did before, thanks to CBN and the good Christians who took credit for it. CBN is reporting. They, to be clear, they're not the ones who are taking credit for it. And let's just pick up in this article. Pastor Brian and his wife, Jessie, told Operation Blessing. They prayed for rain the night before and woke up to an unexpected blanket of snow in Amarillo and surrounding areas. Okay. Maybe we can get a little bit more color on this. I'm sure we can. For an hour, all we did was pray for rain. We quoted scripture, sang, prayed, and prophesied rain on our land. What does it mean that they prophesied? I just want to stop there for a moment. Honestly, this sounds like Sarah's territory. What does it mean that they prophesied rain? Is it that they made a prediction, or is it that they made a declaration of it in advance of God giving it to them? I don't really know what it means. You prophesied rain on the land. And you did this for an hour. Really? Just an hour? Because when people really care about something, they do like 24-hour vigils, but you know, never mind that. Sometimes it's longer. So you did this for a solid hour, you say. Wow. Look at you. You were religious for an hour. That's never happened before. Give these guys a medal. Yeah. They prayed for rain. They quoted scripture. Why is that important? I mean, you're talking to the dude that wrote it, right? Are you reminding him of what he said? Is it like a contract? You're trying to keep him from backing out? You can't back out now because you said this. We got it written down right here. It's wrote down right here, and we're going to quote it back to you. What's... This is a religious tradition that I was never part of, and I fully admit, do not understand. It seems mockworthy to me. Somebody please explain how this works exactly. Sang and prayed. Prayed is mentioned twice here because, of course, you need a double dose of prayer. One prayer is not enough. And then prophesied rain on the land. I don't understand. I don't understand any of that really, except the pray part. And I only kind of understand that because nobody will tell me how prayer works. Jessie, who is also a pastor, shared, and this morning we woke up to sleet, and then it turned into this beautiful blanket of snow. And it was 80 degrees on Monday. We are so thrilled. It felt like Christmas morning. God did one better. We thought we needed rain, but God sent us a blanket of snow, she added. Okay, hang on. Hang on, let me just do a little quick Googling here. Is snow the same thing as rain? No. Okay. Snow is not the same thing as rain. You prayed for rain. You even prophesied rain. And you say, rather than your prayer being answered and your prophecy coming true, God just improved upon it. Well, in that way, every prophecy is true. Absolutely. You prayed for a Mercedes-Benz, and God gave you a clapped-out Ford. He improved on it, you see? Because you would have felt proud in that Mercedes, and you feel nothing but humility and shame in that Ford. You see how God answered your prophecy? It came true. God improved on it. Again, I don't know. Does your prophecy and prayer count as being answered, you know, if it's close, like horseshoes and hand grenades? Okay. Operation Blessing is also praying for those who have been afflicted by the fires and looking for ways to minister to the communities. Well, I mean, now that you got these people, now that you know who the true prophets are, right? Except just a question or two. The fire's been going on for a while. Was God just sitting around waiting for this Operation Blessing folk to come around and pray for an hour? Is that all that people have been falling on their face for days, for as long as the fire has been going, praying to God? Good Christian folk praying to God. But God is like, yeah, but Operation Blessing, I'm waiting on them, those guys. They're the ones that are going to push it over the top. Is that how that works? How do you take credit for that? Every Christian in the state has got to be praying for that. Even a few atheists are probably praying for that. But you, Miss Jessie, you and your operation, you got it done, right? What does this say about all of the other people who were praying? Their prayers were rejected? I guess they better donate to Operation Blessing then. We know where your money should go. Right. Also, how do we know that God did anything? Okay, you prayed for rain. A million people were praying for rain. That's not very interesting. And you didn't get the rain you prayed for. There was some sleet and a little bit of snowfall. Cool. But that's just weather. But if you insist that it was your prayer that brought the weather, then whose prayer brought the fire? No. Fires just happen. That's just a thing that happens in the world, always has. Wildfires, even before there were humans. Forests grow, forests burn. That's just weather. But the rain, that's a miracle. I'm sorry, not rain. The snow, which was better than our rain, that's a miracle. Hang on, how does that work? So when it breaks the way you want it, it's God answering your prayer. And when it breaks the way you don't want it, it's just the weather. I don't, that seems wildly selective to me. To me, just saying. So, I guess I'll finish these musings with one other observation. As of about 7 hours ago, I was, you know, looking around at articles, actually just before I did this, and the most recent I saw was about 7 hours ago. It had been updated. The wildfires are still going and are spreading. Thanks, Operation Blessing. You know what to do. Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log into your Discuss account and discuss away. Send me an email, skepticsandseekers@squarespace.com. That's not right at all. Send me an email at skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until the next time, I will see you in the comments. And in the meantime, I'm out.